Welcome back once again to another episode of Living Hope, a weekly journey designed to provide hope, inspiration, education for those living with pancreatic cancer. Sharing the real-life stories of those really affected by this disease and how they deal with it on a daily basis. With our host, I always want to say the host who knows the most, but she certainly knows among the most what it's like to live with pancreatic cancer. 19 years and counting.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I've not been introduced as remarkable before. I think I like that. And you're right. I do know a lot, but I think I'm learning something every day and every time we have a new guest on. So thank you for this great opportunity. Today we have with us our special guest is Elisa Oblath.
Oblath.
Well, I was close. Yeah.
It's a tricky one.
And I have a tendency to really mess up, but I just wanted to give it a try. Anyway, thank you for being here. She is the communications director with the Hirschberg Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer Research. Thank you for being with us today. Really greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Yes. It's an honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you here. And exactly what is a communications director?
So we are a small foundation, but a lot of what my job is being on social media and on our communications channel. So I'm the one that is working on all of the messaging to our event participants, our supporters, our donors, our volunteers. And I also work to make sure that all of our technology is working. So all of the back end registration, I do a lot of that as well. So it's words and spreadsheets.
Wow, that's a plateful to be doing. And how long have you been with Hirschberg?
I have been with the Hirschberg Foundation, I think, around 12 years. I actually started as an intern and then had the honor of sort of growing along with the foundation. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
Wow, that's quite a while. Do you have a personal connection with pancreatic cancer?
I was brought into the foundation through my sister-in-law, Allison Miller, who lost her father to pancreatic cancer. And so my nephew, Brian, is named after her dad, Bernie. And so there has always been a family connection to pancreatic cancer. Our family was unfortunately not able to meet Bernie before he passed, but Allison has great stories and photos, and he has always been a part of our life. And she's always shared his legacy with us.
So you actually became involved without actually meeting him, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Through my time at the Hirschberg Foundation, I, you know, have had other family members pass away from pancreatic cancer. And, you know, it's a disease that once you know about it, you seem to find more and more connections to it.
Yeah, that's very true, because a lot of times, you know, I'll be talking to somebody and they'll tell me, oh, my aunt died of that, or my grandmother, or my friend's neighbor, or there's always a connection. And yet they tell us that it's, you know, such a little disease that there's not very many people that have pancreatic cancer. Then I don't understand why we're always hearing that secondhand, how much, you know, we've come across it with others.
Yeah, I don't think it's a little disease at all. I think it definitely has a, you know, far-reaching impact.
Yeah, like I said, but when you talk to somebody and they say, I know somebody that had it, that you're right. It's not a little disease. It is something that is really out there, and we really need to do what we can to bring more awareness and to get the word out there. And as far as with the Hirschberg Foundation, what are you guys doing?
So the Hirschberg Foundation, we focus on our physical fitness event. The foundation was created in honor of Ron Hirschberg, who lost his life to pancreatic cancer. And he was an advocate for being outdoors. And the Hirschberg family and the Mannheim family, they are all passionate about outdoor physical fitness. And so one of our mission pillars is to unite generations, young and old, through physical fitness. And the ways that we are doing that is through our LA Cancer Challenge, our Hirschberg training team, and then our event that is coming up the most quickly, our Tour de Pier, which is an outdoor stationary cycling event where we bring stationary cycling bikes to the Manhattan Beach Strand. And so that is actually taking place on Sunday, September 12th. And we also have a complimentary event to that called Ride the Night that takes place the night before. which is sort of its toured appears fun, funky cousin, as we like to call it. You tune in via wireless headphones and you get to watch the sun set over the Pacific while taking a spin class. And then it sort of goes into a glow disco party. So it's an amazing way to bring the cancer community together to do something to really make a difference and drive research and invest in patient programs.
That sounds really great. I've been to the Tour de Pier, but never the night one. So yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun. Love to see the sunset. As far as the Tour de Pier, how did that idea come about? Where did that come from?
So that idea came from John Hirschberg and then Heath Gregory, along with Lisa Mannheim. They are the three co-founders. And I believe that John attended a similar event, and I think Heath also attended a similar stationary cycling event, and they both said, you know what, this is great. We really want to bring this to our community in Manhattan Beach. And then Lisa and the Hirschberg team sort of took it and ran with it, and we've made it happen. We've made it a reality. And we are going into our ninth year. This will be our ninth year of Tour de Pier, and then May 15th, 2022 will actually be our 10th Tour de Pier.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. I bet you have something big planned for that 10th anniversary,
yeah,
right?
Thank you.
Getting back to this year's Tour de Pier, yeah. What can participants expect, or how do they go about even attending this?
So at this point, the Tour de Pier is sold out. We are limiting.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. It is a lovely, wonderful milestone to hit every year. But this year, we're limiting the number of bikes to keep all of our participants safe. It is an outdoor event, and the bikes will be distanced. But we want to ensure that our community of cancer fighters and their loved ones and family members are kept as safe as possible. So we're trying to provide as much distance as possible. And so we have sold out. There are still spots available for Ride the Night, which is Saturday, September 11th. And that begins, check-in begins at 6:30, and then the ride begins at 7. So right in time for sunset. The way it works is you register for Ride the Night, you get a bike. Registration is $50. And then there's a fundraising commitment of $100 in order to get you to that $150 fundraising mark. And then with that, you get a participant bag, an event t-shirt, and then any additional fundraising gets you eligible for additional incentives. So there's some really great fundraising prizes that we have, and all of that money goes towards funding cancer research. And the Tour de Pier is a unique event in that it benefits, there are three cancer charities, so it is an amazing collaborative event, which is something that the Hirschberg Foundation really prides itself on fostering, and we try to put into all of our events is that mentality of collaboration, whether it be researchers or fundraising events. So the Tour de Pier is a collaboration of the Hirschberg Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer Research, the Uncle Corey Foundation for Brain Cancer Research, and then Cancer Support Community of Redondo Beach. And they provide family and patient services all at no cost for patients.
Wow, that really sounds amazing. And thank you for reaching out to others as well.
Yeah.
Now, for the one that happens the night before, is that on the pier as well, or is that inside a studio, or where does that take place?
It is on the pier. So our whole motto is bringing stationary cycling to the great outdoors. And so that takes place. It's not on the actual Manhattan Beach Pier. It's on the strand overlooking the pier. It's just a beautiful view. There's nothing like riding and watching the waves crash.
Yes, yeah, so Vic and I have attended a few of those, and it's been really amazing. And the one thing I really thought was amazing is the flyover that you guys always have every year. Who does that, and how did you guys even coordinate that?
Yeah, so that takes place during the fourth hour of Tour de Pier, and that fourth hour is Chrissy Roth leads that hour, and she, I believe, had a connection with the Tiger Squadron and invited them. And then it's just become sort of the hallmark of our event. And we love it. It happens around noon every year. Last year during lockdown, when we were unable to have our event, the Tiger Squadron was generous enough to fly over on what would have been the 8th annual. Yeah, so May 17th, 2020, we had a flyover to sort of commemorate our event and just give back to the Manhattan Beach community and thank them all for the support and say that we were going to come back. And now we're back, not in May, but in September.
Good. Doesn't really matter when you come back. The fact is that you were able to come back and you are implementing all COVID guidelines and such to make it safe for everybody.
Yeah.
That's really great. As far as I know, before you've always had like a survivor area. Is that still taking place at the event as well?
I believe there might. I mean, survivors are, of course, encouraged to come. I know that this year it is a little trickier because just
With COVID
and,
yes, exactly.
You know, wanting to be as safe as possible. Right. We do also have a live stream of the event. So anyone who wants to tune in, watch what's happening, and you can participate from your couch or you can participate from your spin bike. You can participate on your treadmill, however you want to be involved. All 5 hours of the event will be live streamed. So you can, you know, like the Super Bowl, you can have a, you know, tour to peer watch party.
There you go. And where is that live streamed at? Is that going to be on your Facebook or where is that?
So that is actually a unique registration type. So you can register on tourtopeer.com. If you click register, there is an in-person option and then the virtual option. And the virtual option gives you access to our live stream. We are also partnering with the Bay Clubs, and I believe that they are allowing participants to, they will be streaming our live stream in their spin studios. So if you are a Bay Club member, you will have unique access to our live stream event.
Oh, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
And do you want to give the website real quick where the people can go and register for that?
Yeah, so that is Tour to Peer, and it's TOURDEPIER.com.
Great. I'm going to check it out because I want to do the live streaming. That's
awesome. We would love to have you and Vic there, and you can always come for a ride the night as well. We won't make you ride on a bike if you don't feel comfortable, but...
Well, what I was going to ask, because I know it's a five-hour event, do they stay on the bike the full 5 hours, or how does that work?
We do have some participants that ride all 5 hours. They are gung-ho, and they want to be there and spin for 5 hours. But it is a non-competitive event, so there is nobody watching your legs. If they're not moving, nobody cares. And our event is set up relay style. So there is a new ride at 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, and 12:30. So there's five different spots. Or if you want to be a go-getter, you can ride all five.
I was just visualizing myself sitting there pedaling a little bit and then resting, then pedaling a little more and resting. That would be my option. Maybe next year. Well, I'm really glad that you shared the Tour to Peer with us. It sounds amazing. Like I said, we have been to a few and they really are amazing events. So I hope maybe next year it'll be back up to what we're used to. But for those who can't, they can live stream it, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So just go. I'm sorry, you want to give us that website one more time?
Tour to Peer, TOURDEPIER.com.
Thank you. And just real quick, I know there's also, you have the LA Cancer Challenge coming up in October. Do you want to just talk about that really very quickly?
Yeah. So our 24th annual LA Cancer Challenge is happening on Halloween, and that will take place on the UCLA campus. Again, we also have a virtual option for those who do not want to attend in person or who are out of state, out of the city or just don't want to make the drive. And yeah, we are really excited to celebrate Halloween with everyone.
Yeah, it's really a great event as well. I love going and seeing the people that dress up in the costumes. They really go quite crazy with some of them. So it's, and I'm sorry, did you give us the website for that for registration?
That is lacancerchallenge.com.
Is there anything you'd like to leave us with before we go? Any words of wisdom or any advice or just any encouragement, anything at all?
No, I think just thank you so much for having me on here to talk about this. And I am so excited that you have this podcast and are giving back this great resource to the entire pancreatic cancer community. So thank you for offering stories and offering hope to everyone.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate the support I've gotten from Hirschberg on this. It was a nice surprise and also a shock to go and see my story on your website and on your Facebook. So thank you for supporting me in this. I really do appreciate it. And yeah. And I've appreciated the support I've gotten from Hirschberg through the years. So thank you so much. And thank you so much for coming and joining us. And I hope you will come back sometime and talk more about some other things.
Yeah, I'd love to. This is a great studio. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, there you have it. Another great example of why you get to tune in each and every week to Living Hope, a weekly journey designed to provide hope, inspiration, and education for those living with pancreatic cancer. Sharing the real-life stories of those really affected by this deadly disease and how they deal with it on a daily basis. If you'd like to share your stories, contact us here at the radio station, OC Talk Radio. And if you or anyone you know needs help, like right now, on their journey, there is a place. Get your pen. We'll write this down. Call contact Patient Services at 877-2 and the number PANCAN. 877, the number 2, PANCAN, for more information from the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. Or, of course, check out the Hirschberg Foundation as well for the good work and support they're giving the community as well and the research they're funding up at UCLA. Lots of people all pulling together in the same direction. We hope you'll join us each and every week right here in Orange County's community radio station, octalkradio.net.